going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Jahad Campbell to the Eagles. And I'll tell you what, they got very lucky in the manner in which they got him. Good morning to you, by the way, as we broadcast from Borgata. Very lucky. And I'll tell you why by playing some audio of Ian Rappaport. I want to play this audio of Rappaport of what Howie was trying to do about an hour and a half before he even got him. And consider how much more value he would have had to give up from draft capital standpoint if he got him earlier in the 20s. Listen to something Ian Rappaport said last night.
Rich, here is how badly Eagles general manager Howie Roseman wanted Jahad Campbell. When the Chargers were on the clock at 22, he was working the phones trying to get a trade. They thought they had a trade, thought it was done. The Chargers ended up picking, tried to get at 23, again at 24, now get Campbell at 31.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, if you go from 32 up to, what do you say, 22 or 23, I bet you that's a third-round pick.
Yeah, probably.
Gets the same guy for a fifth-round pick.
Well, I guess that's why he
that's
felt.
That's amazing.
Look, initially I was a little concerned about trading up. If he had an inkling that other teams were in any way interested,
yeah.
And I'm sure other teams were interested, this guy could have been top 10 on their board, too. That a top 10 guy sliding that far, it probably felt like a small price to pay at that point.
Yeah.
A fifth round pick from this year when you already had three or four of them.
Especially when 2 hours early, you're probably willing to give up a third.
It's incredible.
Right? I mean, if you're Howie, you're like, I got my guy and gave up a lot less than I expected.
It feels like it's too good to be true. It does feel like, holy cow, every year do we really get the guy we wanted 10 or 15 picks later than we were supposed to go?
I know. It is crazy.
To be fair, though, they don't all work out. So we got to see this guy play. But, you know, because, I mean.
Yeah, they've been pretty good lately.
On a heater. Yeah. Ever since the Rager fiasco, first round of 2020,
He
has nailed every first and second round pick since it. So, all right, let's get a lot of calls in here this hour. No drop of the week, by the way, this week because, we do that when James is here. James is not here today. When we do drop of the week, of course, it is always. Brought to us by the wonderful people at Family and Company Jewelers. They are, of course, South Jersey's diamond destination. When Seltzer's back next week, he was here until midway through the show. Had to go to an event. I don't even remember what it was. An event's a catch-all, right? I can use event like
sure.
It could be anything. It could be a wedding. It could be a funeral. It could be
no.
A doctor's
that's a
appointment.
Good catch-all.
Could be go to an event. I don't think he's taking a nap. But we'll drop of the week next week. We love it. It'll be back next week. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
You know, I checked in on YouTube for just a few minutes this morning, which I don't think I've ever done before.
Yep.
And, Joe, you've got like an Edward Norton vibe going on this morning. Maybe it's just
okay.
Wait, is that a compliment or a criticism?
No, it's not a criticism.
What is in Primal Fear?
What are you talking about?
Be a criticism in Primal Fear. I'd be a murderer, but go ahead.
It's just you have your face has some Edward Norton qualities to it. I'm ready to believe that it's not sheerly pity that explains why Amy is with you.
So. Hollywood good looks, Ken. Boyish good charm. Stuff like that.
So
I don't know what you're watching. I don't understand.
He's
what
a
you're
pretty
watching.
Good-looking guy. I'll take that as a compliment.
I mean, he's a Hollywood actor. I can't believe that this comparison's being made.
Yeah, well, I'll take it.
I do have like 20/80 vision, so you have to take that.
Maybe that's what it is. Then that must be it.
So
you're just not seeing accurately.
Last night was just more proof that trying to predict the first round of the NFL draft beyond like the first two or three picks is a fool's errand.
Yeah, but you know what, Ken? Kuiper and Jeremiah both nailed it with Campbell to the Eagles. They actually, the two main guys left, and May and McShay, I guess they'd be the three main guys. Two of the three nailed it.
Well, I mean, the best tackle in the draft goes at 32. And John, if you want to have a little fun, you know, put on a tape of the Alabama-LSU game last year and watch what Jahad Campbell did to the number four pick in the draft, Will Campbell. Look, I watched this guy play a lot of football last year because he's played for Alabama and they're on TV all the time. And most Saturdays I walked away from it saying, man, I would love to see that guy be an Eagle, but there's like no chance. I agree with what Elliot's saying that this guy is an edge rusher who can play off ball. And just when you think about some of the things that you look that his measurables, like the fact that, you know, he led the entire SEC in pass rush efficiency last year. They drafted this guy to get after the quarterback. So I do think there's questions about, you know, what N'Kobe Dean's role is for this team going forward because of his injury. But I'm not so sure that there's a direct correlation between this pick and what that says for N'Kobe.
Well, if Elliott's right, there's not. If they plan to play him outside, that's a whole – I mean, we got that information 3 hours into the show. That's a whole different thing, if true. Whole different.
But this guy's a really good football player.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Zoe.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And you don't highlight tapes are called highlight packages are called highlight packages for a reason. You know, I mean, the Bengals drafted an edge rusher at 17 who's got 4.5 sacks in his career. So I'm sure if you watch the highlight package of all 4.5 of his sacks over his entire 3-year college career, he looks like a great player. So today, I really expect Howie to be ultra aggressive today in round two in particular, because there's still some really good football players on the board. And I'm glad to hear you guys talking about Harold Fannin Jr. I'm glad to hear his name is starting to pick up some momentum around here, because I told you guys about him on Monday
morning. Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely. All right, Ken, we got a lot to get to. Give me an answer. What hasn't happened in a long time?
Well, the 76ers haven't won a world championship in a long time.
That has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay, well, then the Cleveland Browns haven't won a championship.
That is true. Cleveland Browns. Got to go back to, what, 64, I believe. Cleveland Browns, long time for them. Wonder who's got the longest streak in sports right now. Angelina, that's up your alley. Angelina in for Seltzer right now. A clear upgrade. Who is it? Is it the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, I was going to say the Guardians Indians, first one that came to mind. Is there a hockey one?
I mean, the Flyers are
the
probably
Flyers
pretty
are,
high up there.
Yeah.
Toronto maybe up there.
Can you actually dig back in your brain and know this definitively?
This well, no, because when it last it happened, I don't remember it happening.
Might be Toronto. Say it again, Mike?
No, I was just responding to Rich. I don't remember when it happened, so I couldn't dig deep.
I think it might be the Maple Leafs. I don't know. Of the four main sports, I'm not sure.
It is amazing the way that he can sit there and replay history. He can replay days from, I don't know, like 1989
pretty
in
wild.
His brain.
Pretty
the
pretty
Cardinals
amazing.
Have the longest championship drought
football
in
Cardinals?
The NFL.
Yeah, they're one year.
Arizona Cardinals.
They're 1 year longer than the Guardians.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Well, someone look up the Maple Leafs. Hey, by the way, coming up in a minute, something that was said by the new pick, Jahad Campbell, after getting drafted last night. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades, my mom, a patient there for 3 decades, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, major pain, maybe you don't like the way you look and it's a self-esteem issue, know that things can be adjusted and PI Dental Center can fix you up. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Well, after getting drafted last night, the newest Eagle, Jahad Campbell, had a message to Eagles fans. Let's hear what he said.
What's up, Eagles Nation? I'm super excited to come back home, man. It's always been a dream of mine ever since I was little. So I got y'all, boy. I'm here. I'm ready to get freaking lit with y'all. I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to win games. And I'm ready to come dominate. Y'all already know what it is.
I'll tell you something, John. Yeah, I do too. Right, Devin? I mean, it's great stuff.
I love seeing how excited. Like, obviously, if you're being drafted into the NFL, you're going to be excited no matter where you go. But, like, a player who legitimately wants to be here and is from the area, I just love that.
No,
it makes me so happy.
Phenomenal. What did not make me happy is how old he made me feel, John. So he's talking last night about how his grandfather was a fan of the Eagles way back when Randall Cunningham was the quarterback.
I know.
For those of us in our 40s and 50s and older, that hurts the heart. I mean, that ain't that long ago. Are we that old? That Randall's quote way back, holy mackerel!
Well, think about the fact that we might draft a kid today as a Raku who was a first round potential player, who was named after Donovan McNabb.
That
would be
McNabb.
Really cool.
His name is Donovan Ezeraku.
You're right.
And we
the
thought
thing is,
we might take him in the first round.
Don't you think they'd have to trade up to get him?
Yes.
Yes, we would certainly.
But by how much?
To.
Not sure.
Yeah, yeah. If he continues to slide, this could be a move that they choose to make.
Yeah, maybe the 40s. By the way, what happened to Shedeur Sanders, John? Like, what do you think's – what happens here?
He's a guy that
– he was overrated going into the draft.
I think teams don't know exactly how to weigh all of the package together. Like, you know that Deion's coming as part of the package.
That could be perceived as a negative.
I think so. Yeah. I think that is what it became. And I don't think, even though Deion, he certainly knows the game, he's been around the block a few times, I think when it's all said and done, his presence hurt his son's chances to be a first-round pick.
Wow.
In a roundabout way, teams were unwilling to make the plunge because of the distraction that could come with it.
Probably part of it.
And part of the hang-up with him was, you know, he doesn't have the amazing Josh Allen shock you with the massive size of the arm.
But you can win anyway. I mean, Jalen doesn't have the most massive arm. You can win.
Look, Shedeur Sanders is a good quarterback, and he certainly understands the game, and he won a lot of games, and he showed a lot of toughness behind a terrible offensive line. I'm surprised that he wasn't drafted.
Yeah, well, the positives people say toughness, accuracy, and reading defenses. They say he's great at that. But the two negatives I've heard the most, and these are pretty big negatives beyond just the Deion thing. If teams perceive that as a negative, which I'm sure some do and some don't. Holds the ball with one hand, like consistently.
Oh.
And so, you know, that's a strip sack.
That's something
that's a strip you have to train
out of.
I know. But so I've heard that one. And the other one is takes a lot of sacks. Like, yes, his O-line wasn't perceived as good.
Yeah, it's hard to evaluate.
Well, I'll tell you this. I heard a coach, and I forget who it was, but it was one of the renowned coaches, say in the last year. I honest to God don't remember who. I heard a coach say that his organization, I think he was a former coach, meaning a retired guy, said they believed sacks are more on the quarterback than the offensive line.
Oh.
And I think Carson in 2020 is an example of that.
Hmm.
Like, when Jalen got in there in 2021, you know, it wasn't like all of a sudden those sacks that were prevalent in 2020 continued. Jalen would throw the ball away.
Yeah.
Or run away.
I also think with Shador, I mean, he didn't – he and his dad and Travis Hunter and the players that they brought in certainly have, like, turned that program in the right direction. But it's not like he went out and won, you know, a ton of bowl games or a national championship. So I just think it's – when you're drafting a quarterback, that position is so important. I think it's too important of a spot to be able to rely on just, you know, 2 years at Colorado.
It's a hard thing to evaluate when a guy doesn't have as much around him. I think, now we could look this up, I think Nick Foles went 3-8 in his senior year, I think, meaning he didn't have a good team around
him. When was he drafted? What round?
2012, third round.
Okay.
So the key is you got to figure out, all right, if his receivers stink and his line stinks and the competition's hellacious – and the guy goes 3-8. Maybe it was Jay Cutler. Someone had a heart. Like, it's, you know, on the rare side, but it does happen. If you're part of a bad program,
but I think
you got to evaluate how did the guy do in the midst of chaos.
But their program was considered. He was considered successful in the midst of.
Shador.
I'm talking about Shador.
Shador.
It was considered successful in the midst of all that chaos. Shador Sanders was the biggest name in college football for a stretch. Now, not this last season, but two seasons ago. And, man, I do feel as though the impact of the NIL, seeing the way he would conduct himself, might have turned people off. Also,
like, it's possible. I just don't know enough about it, but I have thought about that possibility. All right, so 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything with the draft, obviously primarily Jihad Campbell related with the pick last night. Now, we also have a new thing we started a couple weeks ago here, where on Fridays I give John and Devin and Rhea. Rhea's off, by the way, for a couple of days, but Rhea and then Seltzer. And Seltzer's been off for a couple hours as he skipped town around 8 o'clock today. A report on a famous celeb that they have chosen. And I and Devin, you know, this is – you and I, this goes back like 2 years ago, how you would make fun of me for not knowing these more recent celebs.
It does, and now we're finally here. It only took you 2 years.
2 years. And we're going to do a different one every week, and we're going to try to get me armed for the 21st century so I actually know these people.
Can I just say – so you're going to do this today,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to do – I was just going to say I don't know how to say her name, but I think it's Zendaya.
To be fair, fully sure she's like one – Zendaya.
Yeah, but you didn't have the assignment to research her.
Well, I didn't,
but
I –
You called Jihad Campbell, Jihad Campbell, right?
Yeah,
3 hours ago, Jihad Campbell.
I have a feeling that's going to be an ongoing problem around Philadelphia as a whole.
The man's name apparently is not Jihad.
I feel like I have a lot of pressure now, though, with this test, because I'm the only one. I'm John. I'm assuming you don't know Zendaya. So I'm going to be the sole fact checker here.
I know her a little bit.
All right, here's what I got. So my card is turned over.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows, this is designed not for me to, like, just pass the test today. It's so I can truly store it in my brain for all future years and know who these more modern-day celebs are. Here's what I got on Zendaya. And by the way, I bet you most people listening don't know her.
Not at all the case.
I'm going to give you fact number one, not about her, about me. I did not recognize her when I Googled her. Didn't know her face. Didn't know her face.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Didn't know her.
Like, what in the world? Oh, that's right. You're watching the same exact thing.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Don't give me the facts. I give you the facts.
Learning new things.
All right, here are the facts. So, much like last week's chosen celeb, both in the singing and acting thing, and great success. So, there's a Grammy in music, there's an Emmy in acting. Notable. Okay, so I did see her in Dune. Didn't know that was her, but yes, that would be the one thing I have probably encountered of her.
How do you not know that's her? How do you watch an entire movie?
I didn't know.
And not.
She was just like the gal.
How does it not compute?
Well, because when you watched,
I didn't look her up.
I didn't know who.
What do you mean
was?
You didn't look her up? I just don't understand that.
I didn't look her up. So okay. So Dune. She's famous for that. Dune 1 and 2.
Yeah.
She's famous for an HBO show called Euphoria, which she's been a big star of since 2019. I've never seen it. Maybe I should, but she's.
I do not think you would like that show.
Okay. Yeah. Drug addict thing. The whole deal. All right.
It's an amazing show, though.
High school, based on, you know, the high school experience.
All right, let him finish the report.
She came up through the Disney, like, so last week was through Nickelodeon. This week it's through Disney.
Yeah.
And she was in a Marvel movie, I think the Spider-Man movie, if I have that correct. So she was some Spider-Man movie star.
Movies, multiple movies.
She's married to a guy I've heard of, but I have no clue who he is.
Or
engaged. She's engaged to a guy named Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of him. All right, Devin, who is he?
He plays Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. So she's engaged to that guy. She's politically active. Now, here's what I don't know. Because this is the question, Devin, I'm going to ask you on a weekly basis. Because this is really what I need to learn.
Yeah.
What's her reputation?
Fine. Like, I think everyone...
What does that mean?
Like, no more than Charles Barkley is known for saying whatever he wants. Charles Barkley is known for saying anything he wants to say. Right?
I think Zendaya is
What's her rep?
Fashionable.
Like, I heard that. I read that.
She's really good at, you know, red carpets. I feel like she kind of started like method dressing on the red carpet, depending on what movie she's promoting.
I think she's incredibly stylish.
She's definitely more known for being an actress now over a singer.
Yeah, earlier was more of the singer, now it's more the actress.
She's transitioned.
Devin, did I do pretty good?
You did do pretty good. Even though you don't know who Tom Holland is.
No, we'll get to him. So here's the key. Sometime next week thereafter, you guys got to start asking me the like on a Wednesday when you're in. One of the prior celebs, and I got to start nailing that so I can.
So we'll start quizzing you, making sure you're retaining
the
knowledge. Okay.
All right, last thing on this segment right now. Give me the celeb for next week. Is it Tom Holland or someone else?
So this is a lot of pressure. I mean, Tom Holland's good, but I feel like that's too...
I don't know that this makes any sense.
Like, Tom Holland, I mean, I don't want to...
Okay, you're learning, but all the rest of us are doing is hearing about something we already
know. John, you think the 55-year-old guy listening to us right now, of which there are 100,000...
Maybe.
Do you think they know Zendaya?
I actually think most people know Zendaya. Most people know Zendaya. You are the weird one.
Not WIP
listeners. And the fact that you are explaining her like we've never heard of her before.
I don't know her.
But we do.
That's why we're doing the segment, so I can learn.
We don't need to learn this.
Well, it is what it is. Devin, give me a celeb.
All right. Let me think. So you know who Timothée Chalamet is?
I know enough about him. I would say he's probably... I'd probably know him too much.
Okay. Can I brainstorm?
Yeah, next segment.
Give me next segment. Give me the commercial break.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's Yours is up ahead, and phone calls on everything we're discussing. By the way, let us know quickly on Time's Yours. How did I
you
do
You know Chalamet?
Yeah, well, he was Elvis, and he was Dune, right?
He wasn't Elvis.
Elvis?
But he was Elvis.
He's Bob
Dylan.
Okay,
you need to do Timothée Chalamet next week.
If you thought he was Elvis.
Oh, in what?
Who's that guy? In Elvis.
That's Austin Butler.
Oh, Austin Butler. Yeah, right.
It's very different.
Man, Chalamet, that might be the
I thought I did pretty good. All right, we got a lot up ahead. By the way, if you want to react to how I did with the celeb report, time's yours. Get that call in quickly. I thought I did well. Yes or no? Time's yours, 215-238-4500. And also react on time's yours, of course, to the selection of Jihad Campbell. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgata on 94 WIP.